Chapter 24. Catherine didn't know what started to spook her. She and Nathan were downstairs in the family room. It was nearly 10 o'clock, well past Nathan's bedtime. He didn't seem to want to head upstairs, however, and she didn't have the heart to make him. He lay on the floor amid a mound of pillows, only his head visible above the pile. She'd put in his favorite movie, Finding Nemo. So far he'd watched it twice. Catherine spent too much time glancing at the clock, wondering when Prudence would be home. Finally, just to keep busy, she started messing around in the kitchen. Nathan wasn't allowed chocolate. Instead, she heated up a mug of vanilla-flavored soy milk. He accepted the mug wordlessly, his eyes glued to the TV. "How does your stomach feel?" He shrugged. "Are you hungry?" Another shrug. "Maybe you'd like some yogurt." He shook his head, pointedly staring at the TV. Catherine retreated once more to the kitchen. Now that she was paying attention, they desperately needed groceries. Soy milk was low, soy yogurt too. Nathan ate a special gluten-free bread, nearly gone, his organic peanut butter almost wiped out as well. She started working on a list, then remembered that they had an appointment with the new doctor tomorrow afternoon, and paused. She headed back out of the kitchen, past the bar, and stepped down into the sunken family room. "Nathan, we need to talk." Reluctantly, Nathan turned his TV-glazed stare onto her. "Dr. Tony can't be your doctor anymore."
"Why?"
She hesitated, fully planning on telling the truth, then looked at his drawn face and lost her courage. "Dr. Tony thinks you need a special doctor, a super-duper doctor, one with superpowers." Only 4 years old, Nathan gave her the look of a born skeptic. God, why wasn't Prudence home yet? Sure, she had the whole day off, but did she have to stay out all night, too? Didn't she know how much Catherine might need her? Catherine tried again. "Tomorrow we're going to see a new doctor, Dr. Iorfino. His specialty is little boys just like you."
"New doctor?"
"New doctor." Nathan looked at her. Then he very deliberately held up his mug of soy milk and poured it out onto the carpet. Catherine took a deep breath. She wasn't mad at Nathan, not yet, but she felt a growing displaced rage toward Prudence, who had abandoned her, thereby forcing her to handle this scene. "That wasn't very nice, Nathan. Only bad boys dump their milk on the rug. You don't want to be a bad boy." Nathan's lower lip was starting to tremble now. He jutted it out, nodding furiously.
"I'm bad, and bad boys don't go to doctors."
He had tears in his eyes, big unshed tears that hurt a mother even worse than angry sobs.